for joining me on Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul. These podcasts are all about nurturing and enriching the mind with knowledge, experience, and stories that we share. In this podcast, we'll be exploring the need to belong. The question will be, is it really necessary to belong? Or have we just become a needy, lazy society? Now that's an interesting question, isn't it? Because as humans, we're often described as social animals. And all the evidence seems to point to the fact that that's true, doesn't it? That we evolved to live in groups and communities. And we know this because throughout history, people have formed tribes and clans and other types of social groups. And we do this for many, many reasons, don't we? One of these reasons is protection. Because when we're part of a group, our sense of safety is heightened, isn't it? We feel stronger that we can stand up because we've got people behind us. But another reason why we might join groups are for mutual support and shared identity. You see, when we think about groups, we're not just talking about community groups or self-help groups. For some people, these groups or communities or tribes involve family circles. For example, let's think about India or Africa, where the extended family is huge. So we have grandparents, sometimes great-grandparents. We have sons and daughters, parents, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all living in the same house, all helping and supporting each other. And if for some reason one of those family members is cast out, or they leave, or something happens, the feeling of isolation must be huge. Maybe you identify with this. And it isn't just for communities and tribes in Middle Eastern countries or in Africa. Great big families across the United Kingdom, let's say for instance Ireland, especially, not solely, but especially in Catholic families where birth control is frowned upon. These families tend to have lots of children, and so those families become dependent upon each other. So being part of a group or tribe can provide a real sense of belonging, can't it? It provides a connection with others that can't be met outside of that group or tribe. We form relationships, of course, and we make our own network of friends. But if you belong to a tribe or community like the ones I've just spoken about, then nothing is going to equal that. You see, when we experience that sense of connection and well-being, it also heightens our mood and our mental health and our general overall well-being, because when we feel fulfilled, we also feel happy. And you know from the other podcasts, when we feel happy, what happens is that chemicals such as serotonin get released into our bloodstream. Now, for those who don't know, serotonin is the body's natural happy feel-good chemical. It has exactly the same effect as an antidepressant, but without the tablet and without the often negative side effects. Another important chemical that gets released into our bloodstream when we're happy are endorphins. Now these are chemicals, well they're hormones really, that are released when we feel in pain or stress. Now I did mention they get released when we're happy, and that is the case, but they're released into our bloodstream when we reach a state which is heightened. So for example, they're released during pleasurable activities such as exercise, massage, yoga, eating, and also sex. Because that intimacy, that sense of closeness, gives us that heightened sense of pleasure. And when we talk about eating, we all know that communities, tribes, family groups, we all come together over food, don't we? And when we eat together, we feel happy. Now, endorphins help to relieve physical and emotional pain. And when they do that, they act as an analgesic. So say, for example, you're a person of a particular age, or maybe not, and you've got aches and pains, or you're experiencing physical discomfort or mental anguish, but the physical discomfort, you know it's there, but nobody else can find a reason. Well, when endorphins are released into our bloodstream, they act as a natural painkiller. So you may find that your pain tends to ease a little bit. And that, of course, improves your sense of well-being. So these are real physiological changes. They're real things that are happening simply because our mood lifted. And if you had a blood test, that blood test would show up that endorphins are heightened at that time in your blood. So it's physiological. But as I mentioned, there are a whole number of reasons why we might be drawn to being part of a community or a group. But one key reason is often self-acceptance or self-validation. You know, the feeling that we belong, that we have a standing somewhere, that we belong somewhere as part of something. Especially if we're looking for new opportunities or people to interact with. We might be feeling alone, you know, feeling on the outside looking in, and that can leave us feeling so lonely and isolated. And when we're in that situation, maybe you're in that situation yourself. Maybe you're there right now while you're listening to this podcast. And lots of questions go around the mind, don't they? Such as, why is everyone else accepted but not me? Why are they all enjoying life but I feel empty? You see, our craving for belonging can often take us down a really slippery slope of fake dialogue. And what I mean by this is that we create a dialogue in our mind that just is not true. And it's just because we perceive things in a certain way and we believe them to be real. So is everyone having a great time? Or are we just assuming that they are? Is everyone else accepted? Or are they also clambering around just to find somewhere to fit in? And are you on the outside because you're not trying hard enough to get in? You see, these are all different things to consider when we look at this powerful issue of belonging. Well, this being said, it's important to note that not everyone feels the need or the desire to be part of a group or tribe. You see, for some people, being alone is fine. They're quite open about the fact they feel comfortable enough in their own skin to be more independent. Some people rely more on themselves than others, and that's fine too. But it's fair to say some groups or tribes that we want so badly to be a part of, they might in fact be quite detrimental to our own mental or physical well-being. And we find that in toxic family circles, where we want so desperate to belong, and when we get there, it's even worse than before we were in there. So this really is where personal accountability comes into play. You see, it's important that we prioritise our own safety and well-being first, above everything else. You see, it's okay wanting to fit in, but we're adults as well, and we need to assess properly whether our expectations from the groups we want to be in are realistic or not. So going back to the original question, is it necessary to belong to a group or tribe? Good question, isn't it? Well, in 1995, a piece of research was done. It was quite powerful, and it was done by Roy F. Baumeister and Mark Leary. And the piece of research was called The Need to Belong, Desire for Interpersonal Attachments as a Fundamental Human Motivation. You can find this in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, and also in PsycINFO, which is a database maintained by the American Psychological Association. You'll find it, it's called APA. And that contains articles from journals, books, and dissertations in psychology and other related fields like that. Now, Baumeister and Leary, they argue that the need to belong to social groups isn't just a craving. It's not just something that we want so badly. But they say it's a fundamental human motivation, and it's absolutely necessary for the well-being of humans for survival. So that being said, let's look at some of the benefits of being part of a positive tribe or group. Well, one benefit is the sense of belonging, isn't it? Being part of a group can provide a sense of belonging and connection to others. When we look at animals, for example, wolves and monkeys, they crave belonging, don't they? They work as a pack to support each other and protect each other. Now, although as humans, our physiological makeup's different, it could still be said that we have the same primal needs, couldn't it? This can be particularly important if we're feeling isolated or lonely. Another one is support. Groups, they can provide emotional and practical support to everyone in them, especially in times of need such as illness, money difficulties, or even in a personal crisis. Collaboration is another benefit of being in a group, because members of a group can collaborate their learning experiences, their knowledge, their qualifications, and work together to achieve goals. You see, there are so many reasons why we might want to form or be involved in a group. But there are also drawbacks. Those benefits are only a few. There are only three or four of perhaps hundreds of benefits. But now let's look at the potential drawbacks of being part of a group or tribe. Well, the first one's conformity. And this is always worth thinking about. If you become part of that group that you so desperately want to be in, you might find yourself expected to conform to certain beliefs or values, which might be against your own, and this will limit your self-expression. It'll limit your own creativity. It'll also bring up conflict, which is another drawback. You might experience conflict or disagreement amongst the members of the group, and you'll find yourself stuck because there will be a division where conflict is, and from that becomes arguments. And so you become involved in the group, but you find that it's difficult because all your viewpoints are different. Another drawback is exclusivity. What that means is that some groups might be cliquey, either by their nature or by their behaviour. And that can also lead to feelings of you being excluded or discriminated against. Now, if you've gone into that group because you feel isolated, can you imagine the feeling if you get into the group and find yourself discriminated against? It's such an awful feeling. Now, it's worth noting that not all groups or tribes will have any of these issues, and many will provide a really supportive and positive environment. Whether or not it's necessary to be part of a tribe, or whether it's something that you just want, it'll depend on your individual personal circumstances. Now, for some, belonging to a group, whether it's social or family, it may enrich their lives very much. Maybe it's something you're looking for, and if you find it, your life might change for the better. But for others, That preference to stay on the outside might be also the most healthy thing to do. So that brings us back to self-examination and awareness, doesn't it? Taking a look, a real look at why we need to be part of that group, tribe or community. So it'd be really important to hear your thoughts. Are you a person craving to belong? You know, standing on the outside looking in? Or are you someone who feels perfectly comfortable on the outside? Please like, share and subscribe to this channel here on Apple Podcasts, because the more that we get these podcasts out, the happier and healthier communities we can build. Please leave your thoughts also on today's podcast, because it will be great to hear them. And maybe we can have a discussion in another podcast further on. My name's Julie Kelly, and you've been listening to Mind Medicine Tea for the Soul, podcasts to nurture and soothe the mind.